Willie asked me to talk about a little about nosachim in tefillah, and we're talking about this in shul every day today, for a long time. And I just want to get, of course, cannot go through everything because I want to put also a perek from Tehillim, and I just want to take a few things that to understand and realize that the whole idea of us davening together is to be together, and it doesn't really matter if your nosach is Sfarad, Sfaradi, or Ashkenaz. Now, how does it act really when you work it out? You have a shul, and you have some of them are Ashkenazi, some of them are Sfaradi, some of them Edot HaMizrach. What do you do? First of all, in order to understand the whole idea, Yesh Barakia Yud Bet Chalonot. There are in the sky 12 windows. V'chol Shevet V'Shevet Ola Tfilato Derech Hashar HaMiuchad Lo. In every tribe, his prayer goes through this special gate, this special window that is in the sky. What is the idea behind it? It's like an orchestra. You have a violin, you have a trumpet, you have drums, and you have a lot of other instruments, and if you're missing one of the instruments, it's not going to be exactly the same. In other words, if we, each one of us, is going to daven in the way his father and forefathers used to daven, we are a part of this beautiful orchestra. And on the, that's why it's written, Al lo titosh Torat imecha. You should not abandon the Torah of your mother, which means the nosach that your father and forefather used to daven. Why? Because in a certain time it was an idea to have nosach achid. I'm sure you all heard about it. Nosach achid means that everybody in Am Yisrael will daven exactly the same way. They have one siddur, one nosach. It's a beautiful idea from one point of view. The problem is that that's exactly not the right idea. It's a beautiful idea, but not the right idea. Why? Because just now we understood that the whole idea is that each one of us brings something to this beautiful orchestra to have this beautiful harmony going up to God. And it's like the tribes, each one of them had a different talent, a different mission. For Shevet Levi, for example, they were the Levi, and among them they had the Kohanim. And then you have Israel, and Israel also have all different jobs and different things. And the idea is that, like a machine's got a lot of screws and parts. If you take one of the screws out, it can be even a very small screw. The machine is not going to function. In order for the machine to function, you need to have all the screws in the right place. In the right place. You cannot put one of the screws in a different place because, again, the same problem. So if we come to a shul, and most of the majority of the people are Ashkenaz, so the majority can force the minority to daven the nosach Ashkenaz. If the shul was established by a donor that wanted the shul to be in a certain nosach, you cannot change the nosach. It doesn't matter now if the majority are in a different nosach or not. For example, Bet Knesset Gadol in Petach Tikva, I don't know who knows, but the nosach of the Bet Knesset is Ashkenaz. And when I come to them sometime, there is always a problem because there are a lot of people who come and daven, they are nosach Adot HaMizrach. And they sometimes forcing the chazan to daven the way they want him to daven because they are the majority and they think they're right. But they are wrong because the shul has got a nosach and the nosach is Ashkenaz. In other words, even if one wants to daven in nosach Ashkenaz, they all have to daven in nosach Ashkenaz. Now, if you have a mixed congregation, for example, in our shul, you daven in the Shliach Tzibur, can daven nosach Ashkenaz, or Ashkenaz Sfarad. They are very similar nosachim, so there is no problem. So the chazan is the one who is deciding what nosach everybody is going to daven. And in this case, whatever you say with the congregation together loud, you have to say the same way as the chazan. But all the things that you say silently for yourself, you can say in your own nosach, no problem. Nevertheless, he writes here down, if there is a shul that everybody davens in a different nosach, it's still a minyan. It's a part of a minyan. Everybody is a part of the minyan because the whole idea is that we all together daven to the same God. If you come to the basic of it, it's the same tefillah. It's the same idea. And this is why there is no problem to keep on your own minhag. And on the contrary, it's very good to keep on your own minhag. But if you feel that the minhag you've got doesn't work with you, it doesn't work. You know, for example, I'm just giving an example. I used to daven at the shul of the Yekes in Petah Tikva, and they were very strict. I didn't like to go to shul. I was not connected to the thing. So sometimes you can change your minhag because you are more connected to the other minhag. Again, I'm not ruling here. I'm not saying a psak halacha. Everybody who's got to wants to know what to do shall ask his rabbi what to do. I'm just giving the idea behind all the nosachim and all, unfortunately, we are approaching Parashat Korach, Machloket, and all the machlokot we have all the time. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? And here you see that when you look at the ruach of the halacha, the spirit of the halacha is very, very clear. No machloket. Even if you're going to daven in a different minhag than you normally daven, no machloket. Every nosach is a good nosach because all go to the same place. There is an idea to keep your own nosach because that's the part of the orchestra. That's the harmony of the beauty of all us, with each one with his own melody, with his own idea, but the basic is the same. So, if we want to do it in the right way, the first rule is no machloket. Then do what you can. And sometimes there are, as I said, if the majority is the one who will. If there's a donor, the donor is the one who decides. But if there's going to be a machloket, you have to find a way to make it good. That's the idea behind it. So in other words, if we have a problem with the nosachim, especially in our shul, and that's one of the things that we, every time saying the sign, Ashkenaz or Sfarad, and it's also a reason for it, was here in our shul, they change in the middle, which is also another issue. If you're allowed to change in the middle from Ashkenaz to Sfarad, or from Sfarad to Ashkenaz. But as I said before, the idea behind everything is shalom, peace. So what do we do in order to prevent problems? We have a sign, and the sign says Ashkenaz or Sfarad. Now, why don't we accept this, Nosach Adot HaMizrach? Because Nosach Adot HaMizrach is very different from the Nosach of Ashkenaz and Sfarad. So not because we don't want them to daven with us, on the contrary, they should daven with us, and as I said, whatever they say between themselves, they can daven in their own nosach, and they're a part of Romina, and there is no problem. But because there is a big difference, it's going to make a problem with the people that daven in shul, especially for the youngest. The youngest are going to hear every time something else, and it's going to be very difficult for them to find the right nosach that they should pray. So that's why in our shul, they decided to say Nosach Ashkenaz and Sfarad, but from the other side, the Kaddish, everybody can say the way he wants. The problem here is that they should stand near, so everybody hears the other one, so he knows when to wait for the other Nosach and when to stop, and then you have a beautiful Kaddish with all the harmony of all Am Yisrael together. And that's the beauty behind the praying to God. Let's not forget why we come to shul and why we pray to God. And that the basic of everything is V'ahavta l'racha kamocha. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what nosach it is. We all pray to God and we all should be together for it. Now, I want to approach another perek te'ilim that we say all the time. Mizmor shir li'om ha-shabbat. Yes, sorry. You see, it's very nice that you start from Birkot HaShachar, but you don't have to, because a lot of, especially if you go to early minyans, everybody wants to get to work. I would ask a different question: are they allowed to daven so quickly? Which is, a better question. But yes, if you can start with the brachot, it's very nice, but you don't have to. So you can start from Hodu or from Mizmor Shir, depends what nosach it is, and that's what a lot of shuls do. In order for, I'll tell you, either an argument, and I think Willie knows it, and because of it, a lot of things I'm not doing it anymore. I had an argument about 5 minutes of the korbanot. The shul decided it's going to be 5 minutes. And I said, 5 minutes is not enough. And we're talking about it's a true thing. 8 minutes. 8 minutes is 8 minutes between 8 minutes to 10 minutes. You can say the brachot and the korbanot nicely. So the argument was between 3 minutes and 5 minutes. I ask you, is this an argument in shul? But it was an argument. And then what they did, they decided to change the time of the tefillah. What do you mean? We used to start, and we still start. What time? 7:15, for example. But the official start is 7:20. Why 7:20? Because in 7:20 you're supposed to be after the first Kaddish of in hold. In other words, what did they do? They do it like this. No problem. You say Korbanot as long as you want. You want to say 10 minutes? You just come at 7:10 and 10. Say 10 minutes, Korbanot. You want to say 15 minutes? Come in 7:05. You want to say 5 minutes? Come in 7:15. But the truth is that when do we start? 7:15. It's brachot. So it's just showing you this, sorry to say, a stupid argument. And the funny thing is that those who are arguing, you can find them after davening, talking with each other more than 3 minutes and more than 5 minutes and sometimes even 20 minutes. So you tell me. So the minhag is whatever it is, what we, and I tell you the truth, I try to come much earlier and say the brachot in the way I like to say it. And when the Seder Torah says Amen, and I go on with the tefillah if they say, and if not, it's also no problem. You're not far from the truth. There are certain Hasidim, you go to a minyan and you find out that they started Ishtabach. They do the whole thing. I was sometime in Antwerp, I think it was, I was davening and I was waiting. And suddenly I realized they're starting Baruch. I said, one minute, I didn't even get to Odu. They already were in Baruch because they did the whole thing till Baruch by themselves.
Privately.
Yeah, privately. So there are so many minagim.
And many Ishtabach do that, Hanukkah and many others.
Yeah, I'm saying. So
they sit in the seats and everybody laughs at the Ishtabach, then the Khatan, they wake the Khatan up.
So this is also a minhag, and you're asking me what I prefer. I prefer to start it in the beginning and end it in the end. But by the way, another interesting issue. Somebody asked me today, because sometimes we have, they call it pilots, I call it, how do you call it, Sohnut HaHalal, the space program. What do you mean? You have cousins, NASA, yes, you have cousins, he's like, you didn't even start saying the first word, is in the end of the praying. So it's not the right way. Somebody came and asked me what to do. I says, you see, you come to, for example, a minyan of 6:30 or 6, whatever. It's an early minyan, and people in the minyan, they go to work. And they start, of course, they don't start with brachot. They start from hodu or from mizmor. And they daven quite quickly. So your option is come before and start davening by yourself. And then if you can, with shema, come together with the congregation, or in Shmoneh Esrei, or even do your Shmoneh Esrei with the Shliach Tzibur, which is also okay. The Chafetz Chaim, Chafetz Chaim Zatzal, used to daven his Shmoneh Esrei with the Shmoneh Esrei of the Tzibur, of the Shliach Tzibur, because he didn't want people to wait for him. So he used to daven, and when he got to Shmoneh Esrei, it was really the Chavzarat HaShatz. It's also daven in a minyan. So there are ways to find ourselves with all those pilots that do it so quickly. And now I didn't realize, sometimes they do it so quickly, and once I realized how to do it. We had somebody giving us a shiur of Daf HaYomi, and he was replaced for somebody else, and he came, and then at that time they used to say aloha after the shiur. And at one time, he was in a rush, so he said, oh, I forgot the aloha. He says, like this, he stands like this, with one leg on the foot. You would have to do this. Oh, we know this halacha. Oh, we know this halacha. Bye, hello. So I understand how people do the tefillah so quickly. He says, Ashrei. We know, he said it yesterday. He said the day before. Ashrei. Hallelujah. Finish. Alenu shabach. Alenu shabach. Be'om oya shem echad. Ushmo echad. We know it. Well, what do we need to say it again? So maybe that's the way they do it. Because I cannot, even if I say it as quickly as I want, and I am an Israeli, I just cannot compete with them. So, we try to do the best of what we've got and look at the bright side of the picture. You know, the Rab Shvadron, he was a very short guy. And he went through a lot, and he was well known. And people asked him, how you went through the Holocaust of the things, and how do you accept those things? He says, I always see the full half of the car, of the glass. He says, you know why? Because I'm short. And I like it very much. If you're short, if you make yourself short, you only see that's anava. That's being modest. You see only the full part. If you're balgaiva, you are proud, so you see what you haven't got. You want more and more. So that's also a way of looking at things. We try to look at the half that is full and try and do the best what we can with this. Okay. Any more question about
the problem? Yes. Is that the rabbi is sitting there and they're not being able to say anything. And they say, well, if the rabbi is there and we're doing it, it must be okay.
I don't know. Say, for example, we have in our shul sometimes women saying Kaddish. Now, this is a very interesting issue in the halacha. First of all, there are those who don't agree with it at all. Women shouldn't say Kaddish. If they wanted to shade it to themselves, and that's it. Now, you can come to a compromise. The compromise is because, you know, sometimes, you know, this girl, she is the only child. There is nobody to say Kaddish. And she feels she has to say Kaddish for her father. So what should she do? So the solution was very simple. She should come to shul and say Kaddish with the man while she say it silently. And the men say it loudly. You and you as a congregation answer to the men and not to the women. And this way, she is saying Kaddish. It's no problem. But you don't answer her. You answer the men. The problem is that sometimes you come and you've got this guy. He says, nobody hears him. So you hear only her. I think also she doesn't feel good with it. But you know, sometimes if it's in my minyan, so I say Kaddish also aloud so people can answer to me. So there is always a solution that can be done with Darchei Shalom. But you have to think how you do it. So this is also an issue that nobody, for example, the rabbi, also didn't say anything. And a few times, a woman said it quite loudly, and I know that his opinion is against it. And he still didn't say anything. So you're asking me, you have to ask him. I don't know.
Well, why would a woman say Kaddish? Why would that be Kodisha? That's not singing. That's nothing to do with singing.
No, not singing. It's the Kaddish that are not amen. To answer amen to a Kaddish, because a minion is men, not women. So when you answer Kaddish, you answer to the men. You don't answer to a woman. A woman is not a part of the minion. Halachically. Because otherwise it's like the reforms. There they have got no problem because the woman is a part of the minyan. So she can also say a Kaddish.
But the woman is part of the kila, part of the
yes, support. That's why the solution is very simple. She can say Kaddish, but you answer to the man. You cannot answer her Kaddish because she is not a part of the minyan. And if she's not a part of the minyan, she's just saying amen for what? It's the same way as put a woman as a shliach tzibur.
A mini needs 10 men for to be a kosher.
Exactly.
Man. So if there's 10 men, exactly. The woman is saying Kaddish, she's part of the Sibur, the Kila.
No, she cannot be. She cannot answer a man. She is a part of the congregation as a woman, not as a man. That's the problem. So in order to, as I said, there is no problem. If you want to help out and make it that everybody is satisfied, even by the way, on the extreme side, there is a solution. She can say the Kaddish. I don't think. Maybe, I don't know, maybe the Haredim, they won't even agree her to open her mouth silently. I'm not going into it. But in normal minyan, if the woman says Kaddish and says it quietly with men saying Kaddish, there is no problem. The problem is if she is saying it by herself. Then there is a problem. So in order to prevent this, there's also, that's what I'm doing. If I'm there, I just say Kaddish and that's it, finished. No arguments. And I must say that we have a problem in our community, generally speaking, because we are going sometimes a little too far with all the progressive movement that we're doing more and more things that if we look back, not our father did it, and we're talking about the Nosach, not our father and not our forefathers, nobody did this. But because the world is changed and things, okay, but we have to check everything. Is it allowed halachically or not? Now, I'm not going to decide for you. I'm just putting the issue on the table. You have to decide what is right and what is wrong. In my opinion, there are a lot of things that we do today not exactly right. And you can do them in a nice way and find a solution. If we...
For example?
The Kaddish, I said not right now. The same thing. Because a woman can say a Kaddish if a man says. So,
you have other examples?
I have other... For example, if a woman stands in the middle of shul between Mincha and Maariv on Shabbos, and says instead of the in Ezrat Gvarim, not in Ezrat Nashim, stands near Aron HaKodesh and says a Dvar Torah. And sometimes it's so you can say, oh, what's the problem with this? There are a lot of problems. Chazal didn't just decide to make a separation between men and women. The reason is because there is an interaction between men and women. That's a normal thing that we've got. Like I met this woman in the street who says, why did you say this and that and that? If you have problem with women standing in front of you and it makes something in you, says, so you have a problem. I says, no, if I wouldn't have it, then I would have a problem. And that's exactly the thing. And that's life. Life is, there are men, there are women. For example, I can tell, when you learn Kabbalah, and I'm talking about those who learn, who teach Kabbalah in a very open way. They teach even non-religious and not non-Jews, but when in certain shiurim, they make a separation between men and women. And once I saw was something very interesting. This rabbi was asking the men, is there somebody here that is not influenced by women? Nobody raised their hand. Maybe they were ashamed, I don't know, but today this is a crazy world. As I know, I'm not going to go into it. Never mind. But the idea is that there are certain things that are not, we don't do them. Now, the woman can talk after shul, even in the hall of the shul, but not during davening. And by the way, what's her name? She's very famous. She always refused Nechama Leibovich. She never agreed to talk in shul. She always refused to talk in shul. She, you want to hold near? I'm going to talk. She never talked in shul. So you can accept it or not accept it. My personal opinion, as I said, I don't accept it. Because I think that it's leading to a, and I saw it happening, it's leading to a way that at the end of the day, instead of a rabbi, you will have a rebbetzin standing. Or how do you call it? Rabbah. I don't know how everybody's got now. And you, how do you call it? Rabbah? Rabbah. So, if you find it that's your way, okay. No, it's, I think in the idea that you need a rabbi and not a rebbetzin. So if you start with doing this and doing that, at the end of the way, pirza we say koret laganav, and you open more and you open more and you open more, and then you have a problem. So we should find a way to deal with things. But the thing is, how do we deal with it? So each one of us got inside what we call, Rav Dessler said, nekudat haemet, the truth point. Listen to your heart and think to yourself, is this right or wrong? Would God love what I'm doing or not? And Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of ways that women are today can go into the Kehillah and do things, and they do, Baruch Hashem. But it's the same way as a Levi is not allowed to take the other job of a different Levi. Right or wrong? You're a Levi, no? A Levi has got a certain job, he cannot take the job of his brother. Why? Because God gave him a certain job. A Kohen cannot do the job of a Levi. A Levi cannot do a job of a Kohen. And Israel cannot do a job of a Levi and a Kohen. And a woman cannot do a job of a man. That's it. That's what it is. It's like God gave us everything. Everything is from God. Akol bidei shamayim, chutz mirat shamayim. The only thing that we are doing in this world is the fear of God. All the other stuff is giving to us from God. So God decided that this guy is going to be stupid, the other guy is going to be clever, this one is going to be rich, the other one is going to be poor, this one has got a talent for this, the other one got talent in that, this one is a woman, this one is a man, this one is a lady, this one is a coin, that God decided. So God wants a certain order. Yes, sorry. No problem. Because Gomel is not something that, first of all, the minion answering is a nice thing, but she can also say a Gomel if she wants to, whatever. But you say it a minion, she has to say a Gomel. So this is a Gomel, it's not a Kaddish. Kaddish is Kedusha, you need 10 men to say Kaddish. Only a part of the minion can say a Kaddish. Because otherwise she is not a part of the minion. Here when a woman says a Gomel, you answer for her Gomel. Same way as women can be a sacrifice also. Women can bring sacrifices to the Beit HaMikdash, no problem. Who was this asked if a woman is allowed to bring a korban shlamim or something? It is a question always that, and people answer, they say, it's written in the pshat, ish o isha. It's written, it's very clear.
Can't the goyim also bring sacrifices?
Yes. Yes.
So it's Kal Vachomer.
But it's written, you don't need a Kal Vachomer. So this rabbi liked to ask this question because people started to look for excuses. And they also gave what you're saying. It says, Chevre, tistaklu, look what's written. Ish o isha ki yafli. It's written. A nazir. Can a woman be a nazir?
Yeah.
It's written. Ish o isha. You don't have to look for questions. It's written very clearly in the pshat. But we are so looking for problems that we cannot see it in front of our eyes. So, yes. I don't think so. Oh yeah, no, no. I think yes. God told her not to drink wine. Yes, yes, yes.
Only when she was pregnant.
Yeah, 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 yeah. She was not. She was ordered not because whatever you do influenced the baby. And he was a Nazir mibete. He was a Nazir from the womb already. So the minute she says you are not allowed from this moment till he comes to the world, you're not allowed to drink wine and all those things because not for her, for Shimshon that was in her body.
She was not very young.
No, she was not a Nazir, but she had to prevent herself from wine because the baby in her womb. Yes, yes, exactly. Okay.
I was once at a bar mitzvah, and that show there, the woman moved on the tefillot, and they landed the name from the Torah in Yerushalayim. And there are many women that are going to that meeting.
You're asking my opinion, you're asking halacha.
What's the basis?
The basis is that there is no, a woman is allowed to write in the Torah, a woman is allowed to lay tefillin, and a woman are allowed to have to put the talis on. That's not the problem. The problem is the mixture between men and women. That's the problem. Chazal did a separation between men and women in shul. So if they have, there is what we call a minyan of nashim, minyan nashim, women minyan, it's also not everybody accepted it, but when there is no problem. Because they're all women, so they can do whatever they want.
Women and men.
You have that's exactly the mixture which Chazal were fighting against it. You see, there is a kibbutz, Ktorah, if you heard about it in the Arava, near Elat. This kibbutz, I have relations there. And the first time I came there for a function, and we went to shul, and they explained to me that they are, what do you think, that they are religious, but not very religious, or whatever. They are not called Reform, by the way. Whatever they call themselves. No, it's not kibbutz ati, but it's kosher. And you have, I'll tell you in a minute, you understand what it is. There is a shul, there is everything. No, I'm sitting in shul, and suddenly a girl sits on the right side. What?
Shabbat?
Erev Shabbos, I come to shul. And on the right side, a girl sits. Okay, I says, maybe I'm wrong, I'm not in the right section. 2 minutes later, on my left side, another girl. I says, well, Mimini Michaela, Mismoli Gabriela, who is going to come next? I don't know. and then I realized that they are not exactly, I was surrounded. Now, in the middle of this tefillah, I must say, no, it's not nice to say, but in front of me was standing this girl with half of her things outside, and she's, I tell you, can you daven like this?
Sure you can.
Yeah, I know. I can't. So, you do compromise something in life. So what we did like the next day, on Shabbos.
Down my heart with your eyes closed, there's no problem.
You are a tzaddik, you know. I'm not a tzaddik like you. What can I do? You know, you see something. That's what I said a few minutes ago. There is an interaction between men and women. That's the normal thing, okay? And the minute there is, you are distraught. And when you distract, you cannot pray properly to God. And the idea to pray to God is, I am with God. So anything that is going to distract me, there is often even those who say that you should stand in front of a wall. And a lot of other things. What's the idea behind it? To be with God. Now, anything that is going to distract you is a problem. Yes, sorry.
If you sit around the prime evening table and you have three women and two men at the meal, do they women have an obligation to have them as a man? Or do the men sort of take it and look at them as a man? They can't do myself.
From what I know, you don't have to say them as a man.
What's the answer?
No, you don't have to, because if there are only two men, so you haven't got three men, so you don't have to say mezuzah.
But the women can if they want.
If they want, they can do. I'm talking, you see, again, we're coming to the same point.
Right.
Women can do a lot of things.
Yeah, but they're not doing it for you, they're doing it for themselves.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
That's a problem, because women are women and men are men. It's like, you see, the funny thing is, when you go to see all those women that go to the Kotel and do all those provocations and things, you know, you could think that they are so tzaddikim that they did all the mitzvahs of the Torah, and the only mitzvah that is missing for them is to go to the Kotel and do provocations. So we all know it's not the truth. You know, the hypocrisy of sometimes of those people, that they just do it for the sake of doing provocations. And that's not the right way. If you're doing from your heart, there are a lot of things you can do. In our history, in the Torah, you have women doing great things. It's no problem with it. Dvorah HaNeviah. He didn't want to go to war without Dvorah HaNeviah. What? Was she any problem with this? No. She was a Neviah. It's written Neviah, prophet. She was a prophet, a woman. What is Sarah Imenu? He's telling Avram what to do, and God is telling me, you listen to your wife. You listen to Sarah. And there are a lot of samples in there. But the thing is, the idea is, I think I told you once, it's like you have this beautiful car, and you have an engine in the car. Now, without an engine, the car doesn't move. Now, where is the engine? Do you see it? You don't see it. It's inside. If you take the engine and put it on top of the hood, and now you go with it, how long would it last? Not long. It's going to be damaged very quickly. The women are the angel. They are behind everything. Without them, nothing moves. And we all know it. Those who marry, they know it. Without the women, nothing moves. But for the other side, they have to be inside. They're inside part of this combination. If they go outside, they get damaged. That's the problem. And it's not that they have, let's say, a lower job. On the contrary, if you think about it, they have a much harder job. They are the engine. They are the basic of everything. And that's exactly what we have to think every time people start talking about that we don't treat women the right way. It's nonsense. On the contrary, in the halacha, you have to treat your wife as a queen. You have to honor her. You have to give her everything you can. But women have the power. It's like they say, Asara kabin bina yardu la'olam. I don't know how to. What's the difference in English between bina and chokmah? I don't know how you can explain it. But bina is something inside. Women have a power to see what men cannot see. I don't know if it happened to you. To me, it happened a few times. When you meet somebody and you're talking with him, and your wife is telling me, this guy, don't do anything with him. He's not...
Intuition.
Yes, intuition. Something. So, he is no good. He says, why? Look how nice he is. Says, I tell you, he's no good. And at the end of the day, is he good or not?
Right.
She is right, 100%. How can she see this? That's
She's
the power.
Right.
they have this power. Now, the thing is that the more they keep themselves with, what do you say, modesty and anava, that this power is greater. When they take everything out, this power gets less. Because if your inside is the important part, you have the power. If the outside is the important part, you lose the inside. And by the way, it's also for... There is a very important thing to understand. Each one of us got power of man and female. That's a fact. Each one of us has both powers inside. And this, by the way, what makes us different is... how much I have from
balance,
the part, the balance, exactly, the balance. And that's the same way.
Hormones.
Yes, exactly. That's also, you see, some people are very angry, some people are calm. The same thing, the balance. We all built from the same thing. Men and women were created together as one. Then God separated them. And this is why the idea of shalom. What is a shalom? What is shalom? Shalom is peace. In Hebrew, shalom is lashlim echad et hasheni. We have to complete each other. That's the shalom. When I complete you and you complete me, that's shalom, that's peace. To complete each other, not to fight with each other. And each one of us will understand that I have my own job. Korach, our parasha. What was the problem of Korach? He says, Kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. Everybody is holy. Everybody is holy? Yes. Everybody is holy if he's doing his own job. But if you want the job of your friend, you're not holy anymore. Because that's the whole idea, to fulfill each other, to each one of us do his own job, and then together we can do it. Then, what's ki ish echad belev echad? That's the beautiful, as we started with the nosach. When each one of us is praying in his own nosach, from his forefathers, together, This is the beautiful orchestra. This is the beautiful harmony of everything. Let's. Unfortunately, I have to finish because I have to go. So, I want to talk about something else, but we'll leave it for next time when we meet. And the thing is that what we should remember is that the idea is, especially when we come to Korach, no machloket. We can find solution for everything in a peace way.
Finish by saying that the man should always reserve the last word.
Yes.
The last word is yes there.
Exactly. All the best. Was a pleasure.